Dan and Randy and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose. The life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, bunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
You know what? We're going to do a live show and we're going to find out if this works or not.
I don't know. I think it works. It works for our guest. Works for our guest. He joined in. Our guest is Doug Benson. Welcome to the show.
Dumb People Town.
Yeah. I like that one too.
I do.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us on this show. We just did your lovely podcast, Doug Loves Movies, live in Portland. It was super fun.
Portland, we've done.
That was a good one.
A number of your shows.
The Madison one, when, is it UJ that could not think of Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood?
Yeah.
That was one of the best moments.
I kept looking at my left foot and I just couldn't, from his left foot.
Doug, let's talk about your show.
What show?
Is it
a TV show?
High Court.
High Court. All 20 episodes have aired. People like it.
Is it so coming back?
Fun. Comedy Central's sitting around.
Deciding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Among other things. I don't know how they spend their days.
Podcast listeners that are in the know or know that will know, I'm not going to say why, that Doug and I hang out a lot. And I remember in the process of like shooting the show, Doug told me about this bit with Rory, because the best thing, this is even in the first episode that I saw at the premiere, these people will, at a certain point, they don't need Doug to even be there.
No, they're just going to air it out with each other.
They just keep going. And so, I don't know how you started it, but these two people are going at each other. Doug takes the gavel and just kind of tosses it to like prove, I think, that they aren't even paying
attention.
They're
not even going to pay attention.
And Rory
goes and gets it.
Rory goes and gets it and doesn't just give it back. He like in a most formal professional sense, presents it back to Doug. Doug takes it, lets Rory get reset up against the wall, throws it again. They do this like 8 times. These two people never stop yelling
at each
other.
They don't notice.
If people haven't seen that episode, you have to, because it is hilarious.
It's known as the gavel throw.
The High Court gavel throw. I actually was thinking about it the entire time I was in jury duty. And
wishing that Doug was the judge.
I wish this was the High Court with Doug Benson. That's what I tweeted out.
That's what everybody wishes now.
Everything could be settled. Do people see you on the streets and just ask you to settle disputes?
No. No.
Because you don't like to hang on the streets.
Yeah, I don't. You know, people don't ask me to solve anything yet or judge anything.
Todd Glass as a bailiff, I feel like it's something, like every bailiff should be Todd Glass.
He just wants to show off his sleeve.
Sleeve of tattoos.
Yeah, but he just stands there with his arms folded, and he gets disgusted.
He gets very disgusted at everything.
He can't believe what's going on.
he's in shock that he has to watch you preside over this night.
Well, there was a case where a guy punches another guy in the face, and Todd's like, the first guy who punches somebody, they're in the wrong no matter what the other guy did. I'm like, there's got to be some extenuating circumstances, Todd.
Spit?
No matter what he did, you punch a guy, you're the one that's wrong. He really sticks to that.
I feel like I feel like Doug has had a lot of experience, like mixing in with the people who populate a lot of the stories on this podcast.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that we could have some. Wouldn't that be great if we had a story on Dumb People Town that ended up
ultimately
on, like, the next
then
season of High Court
needed to be decided by Doug? And Doug's like, well, I've done a lot of casework on this,
right?
So this is your chance to research.
I hope I don't want it to go all the way to like My Favorite Murder, but if it just did R2, that would still be good.
I don't want it to go that far.
No, I don't want to go that far. Do you guys want to do a story?
Let's do it. Doug, would you like to do a story?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I didn't know I'd have that
kind of power over the format of this show.
We're all in it.
All right, no stories.
That's it. Great show, buddy.
No stories tonight. We're just going to go straight to bed.
No stories tonight in my coffee.
No stories tonight in my tea.
But they're having coffee and tea. Do you really think at night he wants coffee and tea?
He doesn't want sugar in any of it. Britton Cummings does not
care. He doesn't want any sugar in any of it.
He shouldn't be having coffee or tea that late at night.
No. He treats sugar the way I treat cilantro. Hates it. I don't want any of it.
You don't like it?
I think he thinks sugar tastes like dishwashing detergent.
Okay.
He does.
Maybe he's having sleepy time tea.
Oh, that's a good call.
What if he's having sleepy time coffee's good too.
Mother's milk tea.
He's trying to bring in his milk.
I remember I ordered tacos for the table once and you were adamant about cilantro.
Table tacos.
All right, here we go.
So good.
This was sent in by L Mad Anto. At ELMADANTO.
Kind of like El Madrigal.
Yeah, El Madrigal.
I got to write that down.
Yes, El Mad Anto. You got it. El Mad Anto. I'm probably saying it wrong. The nanny state. Is that real? Do you guys know what the nanny state is?
Anywhere where Fran Drescher is?
I don't know either.
Florida?
That's the
machete state.
Pull over to the left state, right?
Yeah, machete state.
Pull to the left. Who would pull over to the left? What's wrong with me?
Chew your cheek state?
One way, maybe. All right.
Why, what state has the most working families that have to have a nanny?
Well, probably according to this, it's South Dakota. Is that real?
South Dakota's the nanny state?
It can't be. That's just got to be some sort of...
Those highfalutin people in South Dakota?
Liberties wow. This reporter took. Well, anyway, it says the nanny state has got a guy feeling like a snake on a leash. You know, when they open with jokes, we're going to be great.
It's a sing-songy title.
South Dakota snake owner, Jerry Kimball. Well, I bet you, if he had his choice, that's the way he would always be introduced.
Snake owner.
If you're
hey, South my Dakota, uncle, it's my uncle Jerry Kimball. Whoa, hey.
Snake owner.
Snake owner. South Dakota snake owner, Jerry Kimball.
Snake owners are like people who've been to Prague. They cannot wait to tell you about it.
By the way, have you ever been to Prague?
No.
It's unbelievable.
Of course.
Have you been to Prague?
I saw a snake there.
Oh, that's good.
That's the best story of all.
Yeah. You guys have you been to Prague, really?
Yeah, I
loved it. And you won't shut up about it, right?
I can't believe it. Really not even my fault. If I wanted...
Charles River.
It's like...
Old Town.
It's like Sir Mix-a-Lot. I mean, he liked big butts. He cannot lie.
Right.
I'd like to not tell you about Prague. I cannot do it. I have to tell you about Prague. It was amazing.
Well, South Dakota snake owner Jerry Kimball, JK, was positively, quote, dumbfounded to learn he could not let a snake roam freely in a park. He took his snake to the park.
Off leash?
Yeah, off leash.
Is there a snake run in the park?
A snake run? Yeah. You can't take a snake to a park with families and kids and be like, run around, have fun, just come back when you're done.
Just letting it get air. That's a dumb guy.
Kimball was fined $190 for not having...
That seems too little. That either seems like too little or way too much.
His four-month-old fire bee ball python, that's a name, on a leash, and he's not happy about it.
Do you think that someone manufactures snake leashes?
We're going to get to the bottom of it by the end of the story.
Would a rope suffice?
rope is more of a noose when you're talking about a snake.
You got to tie it cruelly tight.
Cruel.
Well, where are you going to put the tags in the...
Yeah.
I don't get this whole thing. I mean, it seems like they're basically saying no snakes.
You are essentially reading the quotes from Jerry Kimball without even knowing. I'm sorry, snake owner Jerry Kimball.
Snake owner, South Dakota snake owner.
Yes. Quote,
where does it say
no snakes?
Doug, you are in the wheelhouse right now. Quote, it was April Fool's Day. This guy lives in South Dakota. I am not joking. He has a southern dialect. Yeah. It was April Fool's Day, so I thought he was playing a joke. I know this because I watched the news footage. I thought he was playing a joke, Kimball told the Argus Leader. Don't know what that is other than the coolest naming newspaper I've ever heard.
The Argus Leader.
The Argus Leader, about being ticketed by an animal control officer. Quote, they're not fast creatures. They're not going to run away. They are very loving, you know. Like this one is calm, cool, collected. She loves attention. She loves affection.
Just don't put your hands near her mouth.
She's very photogenic.
Anywhere near her. I would say calling it a she is a stretch.
It's a snake. He knows if it's a guy or a girl.
Really?
Keep your rat child baby away from him and everything will be fine.
That's right. A little bee. He only swallowed one little dog.
He's standing up there on the middle of the park just being like, he's eating. He's already eating. Relax.
I fed him. You know what? It is one of those moments where the guy thinks he's above the law because he has a snake. Like, holding a snake makes you feel biblically above the law.
Yeah, like you've tapped into some other
time. I control animals. Right. I control one of the most dangerous animals around. Why can't I tell people what to do?
I mean, listen to the last three sentences of him describing his own snake, which proves beyond a doubt he is a snake
guy. Thought about
snake
it guy. Too much.
She loves attention. She loves affection. She's very photogenic.
Could be talking about his dick.
Now, the third one is his opinion.
By the way, she loves attention. She loves affection. Fine. That I'm going to give him those two.
You
I'm
feel
gonna
like give him he's the, known the snake long
if
enough.
If you pet the snake, he maybe rolls over on her back or something like that. But very photogenic.
There's no back.
They can't smile or frown.
No.
But, they just got resting snake face.
Very photogenic.
Here's the question.
Also, yeah. I've seen Planet Earth. Every animal is photogenic.
Yeah. Number one and number two, this guy either has like the lowest bar ever for what makes
what
a great
considers
picture.
Photogenic, yeah.
I think this guy just has the lowest bar, period, mm-hmm. on a lot of mm-hmm. things.
This snake really likes people. See how he's slithering away?
Yeah.
See
but
how
slowly,
he's slithering around everywhere? That's how much he likes you guys.
Good sign that he loves you.
I just picture him with it around
he
his
only
neck,
does that if he loves you, man.
Saying things to it like, what'd you say? What'd you say? Oh, don't look at me like
no,
that.
No, no, no. Or don't just, you, I know.
Oh, yep, a lot of
you're
I know.
Right, you're right. You're right.
I always raise a red flag when it's someone insists on getting a pet of the opposite sex.
Why?
Because that seems to replace a life partner just in that moment.
Just some emotional love.
And I'm not discounting gay people owning pets. I think they're allowed.
Now you're into it.
I think they're allowed to now.
At
I don't know.
Sklar Brothers. The thing about
but in where is this again?
South Dakota. The nanny state.
The nanny state.
Okay.
You know, the
why
nanny
did
state?
I forget it's in the nanny state?
Yeah. This is straight from the nanny state.
He says, the thing about snakes, though, is that they can still move, which is why the officer suggested Kimball put a leash on his pet. This is what he said. Here we go, Doug. Kimball told the publication, Argus Leader, for people following along at home, he was like literally asking me to put a rope around my snake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, dude, no. I was dumbfounded.
Yeah. You're He's, dumbfounded.
I feel like that's
the
also
snake could go right through the hole in the rope.
I feel like that's also his excuse for not wearing condoms. I'll put a rope on the snake.
Hey, man.
I'll put a rope on
the
snake.
Well, you want me to tie the snake up with another snake? Is that what you're asking
I think
me to
he
do?
Needs one of those things at the Korean grocers that like pulls
the
down.
Claw.
The claw. You know what I'm talking about, the claw?
Mm-hmm. But just that keep it clamped around the snake.
And keep it clamped.
None of this is good
snake.
For the snake. Jerry Kimball posted a message on Facebook via, here's the most key word, his group, Sioux Falls Snake Adventures.
That's his group.
Every day is an adventure.
What are you doing tomorrow? You want to meet me for a snake adventure?
Well, that depends. Are you going to bring your camera? Because you know how photogenic she is.
That's his snake adventures. He's like, we're going to take a snake to a park.
Right.
Off leash, bitches.
Pay me. I'll let you watch.
Yeah. I'll let you watch.
I mean, kudos to people who find whatever they love to do in life. But when I hear of a guy who has his own Facebook group called Sioux Falls Snake Adventures, this is who the song Everybody's Working for the Weekend was written for.
Yeah, I mean, on some level, it is quite beautiful.
Yeah.
He's got his thing.
Look, I'm happy it's not technology. I'm happy it's the animal world.
Although, listen, if you are buying a snake, which is one of the most alternative pets you can have.
Sure.
You, and also people are afraid of snakes. There was never like a Samuel L. Jackson movie called Bunnies on a Plane.
Right.
Like that's never happened.
Snakes are phobia.
Snakes on a plane scare the shit out of people. So if that is going to happen, you have to be prepared for people to be freaked out that you are carrying it.
Right. Instead of just letting it free roam among them.
This whether the other person's right or not. You're going to have to put a leash on.
He knows what a special creature it is. He knows the negative and positive attention it gets when he takes its place.
He understands how photogenic she is.
If y'all stop screaming, you'd see the beauty. If y'all stop screaming, you'd see the beauty.
The ultimate sign of love is to share your bed with a snake.
I mean, that's the ultimate sign of
trust. I lay down with a snake, I get up with a snake.
That is the ultimate sign of trust.
Also, keep your track. Doug has laid down two of the best pickup lines in the history of Dumb People Town.
Yeah.
The ultimate sign of love is laying in bed with the snake. And do you want to go on a snake adventure tomorrow?
Yes.
This is what Jerry Kimball posted on Facebook. I'm sorry, Snake Guy Jerry Kimball. So, this is just him writing Sprint Stream of Consciousness, if you believe it or not. So, how about I got a ticket Saturday while doing an educational meet and greet at Falls Park? Now, I'm going to stop.
Now he suddenly made it this.
It's a meet and greet. Which you know he said to the snake before the last, you guys ready for a meet and greet?
No.
Took the snake.
Meet and greets are what you do after you do a comedy show.
Also, meet and greets are set up by people who want the meet and greet.
Right.
They're there to meet and greet you.
He wanted to
force a meet and greet on people.
Just like you don't force a snake on someone in the park.
Hey, people of this park, it's time to meet and greet.
Meet and greet what?
Now, look, you just stay where you are.
Snake adventure.
She's going to come around. She's going to come around to you. You stay. She's going to meet and greet you.
Let me just pull my snake out. No, no, don't charge at her. She doesn't love that. No,
does not love that.
Stop breathing. Over there, stop breathing. She doesn't like that either.
Can we get those kids off the swing set?
That's too small of a dog, ma'am. You're going to have to leave the park. He was doing well. So anyway,
that would make people's dogs go nuts too.
Nuts.
Right?
So how about I got a ticket Saturday while doing an educational meet and greet at Falls Park for not having my snakes on a leash? LOL.
Plural.
Plural.
Jesus.
The plot thickens. I never heard of such a thing. This is crazy. I've been doing this for 20+ years. A fact that I'm sure he tells anyone who will listen. 20+ years I've been having snakes.
And a fact that a lot of people know. That's why they don't go to the park anymore.
I am not going to go. You want to go to the park with the kids? Not if the snake guy's going
to
be there.
I've been taking these snakes to this deserted park for going on two decades.
And nobody has complained.
It's funny, 21 years ago, it was packed.
We were here before the jungle gym. This is a first for me. Anyone else ever heard of putting a snake on a leash without injuring it or getting off just kind of want to show. I'm sorry.
He's afraid that the snake's going to leave.
He doesn't. Oh, I should say this. It's a paragraph. He uses no punctuation.
Of course.
Without injuring it or getting off, just kind of want to show off this nonsense. Maybe you could give me your thoughts on the matter as I fight this in court. Thank you in advance for looking. I don't know. Looking. Reading?
Why?
Thanks for looking. Though the Argus newspaper only mentions one fireball-free python, a photo of the citation, which he included in his message, shows that there were two ball pythons on the grass with nobody holding them. He took
two pythons out to a park.
Yes. So he couldn't, you can't manage both.
So if somebody, what if somebody got scared, didn't know that those were his pythons? Took whatever tool, shovel, thing they had in their hands and just started whacking away. Because I might do that if my children were around the thing.
I bet people are going to write us and say...
Yeah, and you know an opportunity when you see it. Yeah.
Liev, get the shovel.
Get the shovel, honey.
We're going to have a snake adventure. Now. We're about to have our own snake adventure.
My son would love nothing more than to destroy a snake with a shovel. He would love nothing more in this universe.
So Jay's saying, put your snake on a leash.
Future serial killer.
Right. Oh, no, fair enough.
Jay said, put your snake on a leash for the protection of the snake.
Yeah, that's not
the snake.
I bet though people are going to tell us that if it was a hot day out, the snakes would just lay in one place and not really want to, especially if they have eaten. You know what? I guarantee you. Watch.
Here come the comments.
Here they come.
Here come the comments.
Jerry Kimball was ticketed for animals running at large. Referring to the cop, Kimball said, quote, he was like, technically you have to have them on a leash. I was like, sir, they do not make such an item. Back to Doug's earlier comment.
No such thing as a snake leash.
Snake leash. Although someone needs to start production on snake leashes.
Yes. Last year, many citations were issued in the city of Sioux Falls for violating the rule. Kimball, however, doesn't think it should apply to snakes. I'm going to ask you guys really quick. How many citations do you think were issued for animals not on a leash in Sioux Falls? Just a fun one we're doing here. Because I first read this as specifically snakes and it blew my mind. Now, then I realized it was for...
In a year?
In a year. How many?
70.
70 from Doug Benson.
130.
130 from Jason Sklar.
200.
200 from Randy Sklar. Last year, 253.
Whoa, that's a lot of snakes.
I know, let's pretend it's all snakes.
All snakes, and it's all this guy.
Right.
One dude.
Kimball doesn't think it should apply to snakes. Jerry Kimball said he plans to fight the ticket. Quote, people have a fear of snakes. I want to change that.
Okay.
That is...
Well, that is a valid... That's valid.
Yeah, but there's a way...
That's why there's no South Dakota Jones.
Yes.
Because they got so many snakes in Sioux Falls.
That's right. This should be season 4 of Fargo.
He hates snakes.
I want to change that. He gets deep here. That's my purpose in life, to let people know that snakes aren't killers. Technically, they are killers, though.
Yeah.
They just...
don't, yours right. aren't
freaking
killing
freaking pythons sound scary.
Right. Yeah. What better way to give back than to help people understand these misunderstood creatures?
You know, educational meet and greet.
What, is he literally asking, though, what better way than to just drop them off at the park and see what happens?
This is definitely a lot better guy ways. Who they like, hey, what's his name again?
Jerry Kimball. Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, the kids are having a birthday party. Nope, do not bring your snakes over. Don't bring them.
We're just going to go ahead and right now tell you leave those snakes at home.
Just leave them at home.
Thanks.
I know you want to teach everybody. Just leave them at home.
Yeah, why doesn't he make an exhibit in his garage? And then people can come by if they want to see it.
People would do that, I bet.
Yeah.
For, have a cooler of beer ready to go. Charge 50 cents a can.
Have a cooler of snakes ready to go.
We bought a zoo. Could. Isn't that the basis of We Bought a Zoo, Doug, I ask you?
It is. I love movies. Thanks for that.
Doug Honey, loves I know you're leaving, but I want to know, we bought a snake.
We bought a snake.
We bought a snake.
We bought a snake zoo.
Nothing will help people feel more comfortable with a python, this is the person writing this article, than having it roam freely in a park. I agree with that.
Funny.
Jerry Kimball closed with, I'm not the most educated man in the world, but I do have 20 years experience. We're back to that point.
I'm taking these things apart.
And I'm smart enough to know that you cannot put a snake on a leash.
Well, he is smart. I, for one, am proposing that Byron Allen host a show of just four snakes, and it's called Snakes Unleashed.
Coming up next, we got a Burmese. Hey, Burmese Python, you said you flew recently. What was that like for you?
I'm going to set you up. What's that story you had about visiting your in-laws?
Woo! Story, guys.
There First story is. Down in the books.
Yes. In the books.
The great Doug Benson is with us, and we've got more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town.
Here we are.
You want to make sure you check out Doug's show, Getting Doug with High.
Yep. And?
And Doug Loves Movies.
And? The High Dining Court. With Doug and Karen. And are we missing any, Doug?
That's a lot of shows.
Check out a
Doug Loves Minis.
Yeah. Doug Loves Minis, Doug Loves Movies.
An Interruption coming to a city near you at Branson some point, I'm
movie
sure.
Interruption's going to be in Nashville soon.
Nice. Yeah. You've done some good stuff. I love that you roll into a town and
you don't just bring the stand-up.
Put on some shows.
Put on all kinds of shows.
Different things, different formats.
It's cool. I do think it's awesome that you, as a comedian, have like adapted to changing ways of presenting comedy. It's awesome. You are at the forefront, I would say, of that.
You were one of the first people who told us to do a podcast, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Back in the Dizay.
Really?
It was back at
we were in the green room at UCB Franklin, and we were really interested in doing it. And you had just started doing it or been doing it for a year or so, and you said, I think you gave two comments. You said three, actually. You said it's a great way to draw sort of a imaginary circle around your audience and bring them closer to you, as well as you guys already know how to do it and can handle it, and you would have a great time doing it. Those were three things we needed to hear. And then, like, shortly thereafter, we started doing it. It was you and Pardo and Hardwick and Fitzsimmons. The four of you guys were like, you should do it. And that was very influential.
Doug told me to get out of the game.
Yeah.
So
there was a point where I realized that telling all these people to do podcasts is like idiotic because I'm just creating competition for myself.
That's right.
So now when people ask, I say, get out.
Get
There's
out.
Not enough room for anyone anymore.
That idea is not good that you have.
Yeah. And I secretly gnash my teeth at night and think of ways to murder people that have more than one podcast.
That's right. Know your place, I think, is what you wanted to tell a lot of people.
Know your place in life.
Is this driving before we go to Austin or after?
After.
Oh, okay.
So we were
Thanks
just
for everybody
Austin.
Who came
Thanks
there.
For everybody
who
oh, came yeah. There. Austin's oh, always great. I bet great you had a great it? Time.
So Such a good great. Time. Hey, we're going to be in Kansas City.
We're
going to be there May 11th through the 13th. Excited about those shows.
Nice.
We haven't done shows in Kansas City.
Ever. Nice.
We're going to do a Finding the Funny while we're there, which will be really cool.
Mr.
Which
Rogowski.
Is writing material. Rogowski will be there. So come see us at the Kansas City Improv May 11th, like leading up to that Mother's Day weekend. And then we'll sort of lay out the rest of where we're going to be. Just go to supersclares.com and all of our dates will be on there. Doug, where can they check you out?
DougLovesMovies.com is where all my dates are.
Beautiful.
Get Thanks. It. All right, Dan, what else you got for us?
Story First, I want to say, I love everybody who listens to the show. So many people are sending me stories. I have to give a
people.
Nod. Oh, tons of people. I have to give a nod. So many people, I don't know if any of you guys saw this in the room. There was a story floating around a couple weeks ago about a girl who trained squirrels to attack her ex-boyfriend.
Yes,
which is fantastic. Story was probably sent to me more than any other story
for those of you who don't know, and some because of the people who love us,
because it's about love.
Let me know. Fake. The whole
right.
thing's
the
fake.
The whole thing's fake. Fine.
So some people who are part of our, I call them our Dumb People Town Research Department. They're definitely
verifiers.
They work for the city council.
Yes, they do.
Some sort of position where they check everything
fact
for
checkers.
They let me know. So thanks to everybody who said that. And then also, I want to let people know we're going to be starting a Dumb People Town Facebook page.
Yeah.
And that'll have links to like the stories and stuff that we do on there. So people
so
can go in there and talk about it. Oh my God. Yeah.
These wonderful people.
Yes. Yes.
So that will be starting soon. There's always the Dumb People Town. You follow Dumb People Town on Twitter as well.
Yes. Yeah. So everybody like join that group once it starts. You'll probably see it by the time this is up. And I love that you're part of this Dumb People Town community with
us. Same with us.
All right, here we go. Second
story. Is there a picture of the squirrels?
No, but that was
they just
fake.
Used stock photo because it was fake.
Fake squirrels. No photos, it didn't happen, but they did have photos, so it still didn't happen.
I wonder if you could get a leash for a squirrel. Probably. That's easier, right?
Not in South Dakota.
I wonder if you could lease a squirrel.
Yeah, to own.
Yeah, with an option to buy.
Okay, this was sent in by Lance Rodeo, at Lance Rodeo. It's okay, like it sounds.
No fake names, please.
Well, it's not his first rodeo.
Who knows?
We don't.
You ready?
Yep.
Two men trying to join Tallahassee's version of the Mile High Club at the Florida Capitol were given trespass warnings last week.
So they were trying to have sex with each other.
Yeah.
Which, God bless it.
Sure. I mean,
they're already up fighting an uphill battle because Tallahassee is a very hilly town.
It's legit. At Sklar Brothers, guys.
It is, if you listen to S-Town, you know the South not too welcoming to the gays.
Well, I mean, hey, they're taking over the Florida Capitol, and I give them kudos for that.
It is a university town, though, so God bless it.
It happened around 12:45 p.m., April 3rd. When an officer with Capitol Police went into a men's restroom on the 22nd floor to wash his hands, according to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
That's where I like to wash my hands. I just like that one.
Oh, that's what the Mile High Department?
I guess, because they're on the 22nd floor? That can't be a mile.
That's not a mile high.
I thought it had to be in the plane. I think it just has to be a mile up.
Or in Denver. I think Denver is the Mile High City.
You guys can take a pass, but I'm going to ask.
Any hand job in Denver.
Wait, if you get a hand job in Denver, you're in the Mile High Club?
Any hand job in Denver.
Doug, you're going to Denver.
Yeah, but I'm already in the club.
I'm going to ask you guys, you can take a pass. Have any of you engaged in any business on a plane?
Yes.
At times of the really? Yep. Randy. That's Randy for the listener at home. Yep. Jay? Yep.
No.
No?
Never.
I Douglas? Watched two people once.
I haven't had any real business.
No.
I haven't really gotten it on a plane.
I watched two people go at it. I was on
have
a United
sex on
flight.
A plane?
I'm sitting in the aisle. Across the aisle from me.
Stop.
Is a girl on the aisle, and then empty seat, and then a guy. And I had noticed them at the gate, and they look like
they
were not a couple. They looked like business people traveling together, but they were also friends. And there was an age discrepancy. And in my own mind, I'm like, oh, they work together.
She's
He's
the
married.
Boss.
Well, she could be either way.
She's the boss.
We're about an hour into this flight. We're about an hour into this flight. Uh-huh. She takes her legs, turns towards the window seat, and puts them up on his lap and kind of like takes a little nap. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty comfortable for the two of them.
Yeah.
He then takes a blanket and puts it over her
flat.
Now, she has kicked off her sandals, shoes, whatever she was wearing. Yeah. And so her
sandals.
Feet are exposed out of the end of the blanket.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But from about
like
calf,
a cadaver.
Calf to torso is covered.
Yeah.
Then he turns kind of towards her, and they think they're so conspicuous. Is it conspicuous or inconspicuous?
Inconspicuous
is correct.
They're like our children. When they crouch down, if they close their eyes, then they've disappeared.
He puts one hand on her lap above the pillow. Other arm goes under the blanket.
Yep.
And then I just start seeing a right-handed thrusting motion.
It's like I can see your shoulder moving.
He's trying to do, but what's giving her away is, remember how I said her feet were exposed?
They start moving.
Just a lot of just releasing,
toe curl.
Like toe curl.
Yeah.
And I'm watching these two, and then he, at one point, her eyes are, she's in a different place. He looks over at me like, what, you know, because he notices I'm watching, and I look at him, I go, you're doing it.
On the plane?
Yeah. Yes! Yeah! So I took mine
out. Put that snake, put a leash on that snake,
I took
bitch.
Mine out. The three of us had a great flight.
I don't think that happened.
The last part didn't.
I
the rest
love
did.
That.
Okay.
You're doing it.
Yeah, it's always sad. I go, you're doing it.
You should have grabbed the vomit bag and started miming. Vomiting.
All right, it happened around.
Just start hitting the call button over and over. Ding, 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 ding.
I was wondering if you could just look to your right. The officer, he walks in to wash his hands. That's what they say. Yeah, like you were saying, Rand, he just loves that sink. The officer saw two pairs
of... If you look to row 15, you'll see the Grand Canyon. Do you think that's... harsh.
That's what.
It's a harsh description of her vagina.
Yeah. I mean, he was really. It was a lot of action going on.
A
lot of action.
And if you're on the other side of the plane, you could still see it.
That's how grand it is.
The officer saw two pairs of shoes in the handicap stall. I love his point here, that we're nowhere near the toilet or the sink. He's watching him going,
he's hanging out.
Either that's an invisible
weird
man.
Spot in there.
About the same time, imagine this, guys. Some guy, he's probably 3.5 years marked on his calendar away from retirement, gold watch that, with the elastics.
He
like
can
gold
see
watch.
The finish line.
He's washing his hands. Uh-uh. He looks up behind him, sees two pairs of shoes, right?
Mm-hmm. And the only bathroom he can trust in this damn building.
About that same time, one of the men looked over the stall divider to see who would come in.
Yeah. Who that?
Who's out here?
Who that?
Hey, who's out here? We're busy.
Don't mess with our shoes.
The officer heard what sounded like clothes being put back on and ordered the men to come out of the stall. Ages 20 and 21. One of the men said they decided...
What's the problem?
You guys, do you know that I did that? This used to be my job
at Marshall's,
at Marshall Fields.
Marshall Fields.
You used to have sex with dudes in the men's room,
like it was my job.
You're doing this.
No,
it became too much like a job, Doug. So we had to stop doing it.
It took away all the fun.
You know.
No.
And then he was trying
Marshall
to have,
Fields.
And every
probably
time
still
he had sex at home, it was like, I gotta take
Where's
my work
the stall?
Home with me.
Where's the stall?
Yeah.
No, at Marshall Fields, I was like a secret shopper, and Marshall Fields is an underground
secret
like, sexual meetup place. It was for like men since the '60s, and then. Now, when I worked there, they would, back in college, they would say, like, on the hour, you just need to check the bathrooms. And one time I walked in,
sweeps, and
there were two men right in front of the urinals, just...
Going at it.
Oh, man, having like fun. It was a united flight to Tucson.
Hey,
just
okay, going
at
God bless
it.
Them.
Yeah, and then they ran out, and one of them got tackled into the Christmas trees. It's a long story. Oof. Check out my episode of The Crab Feast if you want to hear that one.
Woo.
Okay.
Jeez.
So,
woo!
I remember telling the people, they were like, I radio, I was like, we've got a situation. And they're like, what's the code? Because they had codes for everything. And I just said, there's no code for what I just saw. That was the biggest penis I've ever seen in my life.
All right.
In person. Okay, here we go.
You've been hanging out with Greg Oden.
He looked over to see who come in. The officer heard what sounded like clothes. One of the men said they decided to hook up on the top floor at the Capitol after meeting on the gay dating app Grindr.
Great.
Yeah. Yes. What he admitted to the officer that they were having intercourse. So now they're like, look, I'm going to...
At this point, let's just be honest.
Here's what's going on. We were
having
it.
Fine.
I hope he was like, we were making love, and the cop was like, don't call it making love. Yeah. Making love creeps everybody out. Not in a gay sense, just in life.
In general.
You ever look at somebody and be like, I'm going to make love to you.
Can't make love.
You will turn it off.
To say you're making love...
You can take love.
You can take love, but you can't make it.
You can snake love. Off leash.
Whatever you say, Jerry. He admitted to the officer they were having intercourse in the restroom stall, but later denied making such a statement. Neither man was charged because the officer did not witness any lewd or lascivious behavior.
So
I love that they were like...
I am now going to say that this officer, you know, an officer can do whatever he wants in that instance.
Sure. Could say he saw something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He did see something, and he said he didn't see anything.
Yeah.
He was like, he'd have to write down what he saw.
That's maybe right. It was too much damn paperwork.
I saw a penis and a buttock.
Too much paperwork.
But these people who are like, imagine them on Grindr, because the whole, I've never done like online dating, but there's like the message via app, there's message
the
via phone to phone,
I know.
Then there's meetup, right? There's all these stages, and they were like, where do you want to do it?
At the Capitol?
But I think if you said that to me, I would be like, you've done this before.
Right.
If that was your idea, it's not that
or
special.
Or I would think this is part of the thing. We need to be having sex near government documents.
I hope this is just trickle down social change in Florida.
Yeah,
that they're like
socialism.
Start at the top,
trickle
down, trickle down. Start at the 22nd
floor,
just trickle it all down
That's
from
right.
there.
Yeah, trickle down economics.
I hope the cop also didn't give a citation because he was like, It's just love, man.
Yeah, man.
I get it. Neither was charged because the officer did not witness any behavior. According to the whatever report, both of the men were escorted off the property and given trespass warnings, which means come back whenever.
Yeah,
so they got escorts. Capitol Complex. Yes. And several other state offices. So they went ahead and said, here's some other ones we don't want you going to as well. Yeah. But I'd say they got in. They're part of the Mile High Club.
They did.
Even though I doubt 22 floors is a mile high.
No, that's 220
I think
feet.
It really winds up being the story that the cop now can tell everybody that he, you know what I mean?
You ain't gonna believe this. You ain't gonna believe I go in, you know my where I like to wash my hands, right?
But then his thing is, where do you like to wash your hands?
In the toilet. You know that one toilet I like to wash my hands in?
Up on 22? On 22? You're talking about the one up on 22?
It's got the
cleanest toilet I've ever seen.
Best flow.
I'll even take a sip just to, if I want to just, and I won't drink it. I'll just swish it around and throw it out again.
When I go into a bathroom and they don't have paper towels, a little part of me hates that establishment. I'm sorry. I know that it's more effective to have like the dryers,
right?
But I just I hate it.
You like knowing that that's an option.
Yeah, I hate it.
Will you dry on like an air dryer first and then get to the things you're using?
I'll do air dryer, and then I have to do like a shirt maneuver to open the door because there's never a good way out.
Yeah,
there's no easy way out.
There's no shortcut home.
No.
You want to do one more?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it after this break.
Let's do it.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We got Doug Benson with us, which is just a joy. Dan Van Kirk.
Also want to mention to people, if you like this podcast, take a moment right now. You can pause it.
Mm-hmm.
Write a little review. Doesn't have to be, it can be two words.
On iTunes.
Okay, pause it now.
Pause it now.
Pause it.
No, now.
Two words. I love it. That's it.
That's three words.
Put love it all as one word and give it 5 stars. These things help us, keep us.
Just write Lyle love it.
You write Lyle love it.
Just write Lyle love it. That's all you need to do. 5 stars, rate it, review
it. If you want to get really deep, someone leave a review, says, just say Dumb People Town, population 1. And then who's ever next,
say population 2.
And just
guys, let's start this. Let's see
what the next
is up to 5,000.
How high can we get?
How can we get the population of Dumb People Town on iTunes?
Do it and give it 5 stars, and we appreciate that.
Okay, here we go.
Yep, last one.
Sent in by Pedro Corsega. 1080. I think he's really into high def.
I have a Pedro Corsega rookie baseball card.
You're a liar.
Yeah, no, it's in mint condition.
P3DRO, which makes me think he's also a Star Wars fan.
P3DRO.
I'm going to ask you guys a question that you have to answer.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Ever thought of having a cream egg in your butt?
No.
Doug, you
do I win for answering the fastest?
Yes, you do. And also,
here's your cream egg.
The squads lose by not being able to answer yet.
Well, my thought is, have I thought about that?
He's going to give it some consideration.
I definitely have seen it and marveled at the size of it. I don't think they would
fit. Wait, you've seen an egg in a butt?
Is this an Easter story?
Yeah. Yes. Like,
yeah. No, I've seen a Cadbury creamed egg. I don't think it can fit in my ass. I don't think that would fit.
That's probably a fair estimate.
Yeah. I mean, I was like the smaller ones, like the Hershey's, the tiny Hershey's ones that are still wrapped in a shiny wrapping, those could go up.
Well, as it says here.
Why doesn't Cadbury eggs make like a,
like an anal egg?
Because they'd melt.
Wait, so when somebody says to you, has this ever happened to you? You have to think back, well, could it have happened?
No, it said, have you ever thought about it?
Oh, thought about it.
Was the question.
Your answer's no, is good. Holds up.
Your answer should have been no, but I'm going to think about it now.
No, but
now that you brought it up.
Here we go. No, I literally have not been around Easter candy very much, but my kids like to hunt for eggs, and so we've joined that tradition.
Did you do like a Jewish Easter egg hunt?
Yes,
I've hid one last egg, kids. Can you find it?
Come on.
Is it a fair... Do the eggs get a head start when the kids are hunting for them?
Yes, the eggs get a head start. It's like Hunger Games. And they love it. And I just tell them this is not an Easter egg hunt. This is...
An egg hunt.
When the Jews were in Egypt.
When they were in the desert
wandering around before they got to Israel, they
had to hunt for eggs
hid chocolate eggs. That's what they did.
Well, they say here, Cadbury's cream eggs, delicious treats. Ever wondered how they taste from the other side?
No.
Okay, ooh,
no,
Randy no wins that one for answering first there.
Yeah, I was taking a drink.
I know.
Well, crazy man, Bruce Patterson.
Is that his name?
BP.
Crazy man, Bruce Patterson. Wasn't probably there a guy named Baby Man Bruce Baum?
Yep.
Thank you, comedian. Dressed like a baby.
Did you ever work with him? Baby Man response?
Yeah, he did a Baby Man bit.
What was his bit?
I had never seen the Baby Man.
He'd just be in a diaper and be a man.
But he'd be a man.
No,
but he wouldn't be a baby. Wouldn't he just talk like a regular man but look like a baby?
But he was a baby man, yeah.
You guys in your 90s of doing... I feel like in the 90s there were so many more comics who had like...
Talking about the 80s, man.
80s that they named themselves that weren't their name.
Doug has the joke that we always made him do for years and years and years. It's about candy.
Really?
It was the girl who's the impression of a girl who's trapped inside a well,
who doesn't understand the gravity of her situation, which is,
I'm going to get some candy.
It's a great joke.
Oh, that was a great damn joke.
Damn.
I'll set that up 7 days a week.
7 days a week, I'll set that up.
Crazy man Bruce Patterson doesn't bother eating the sugary treats. He shoves them up his arse.
So there was a time, you know about... Butt chugging beers.
Yeah. We did that story. That was one of the first counties.
That's a thing.
The Tour de Francia is another way to do it.
I wonder if this has the same effect.
A sugar high?
Well, what about edibles? Because they make edibles in chocolate. Taking an edible up the ass.
Yeah, I haven't really heard about suppository edibles.
Me either.
Because, you know, there's that word edibles in there.
Right.
Yeah.
But you just eat it.
And then Assibles. In Wolf of Wall Street, doesn't he blow coke into that girl's butt?
I think so.
That's like the opening scene of Wolf of Wall Street.
Is it?
Yes.
Wolf of Wall Street?
It's Wolf of Wall Street, dude.
Wolf.
Yeah.
Wolf.
Not Wolf.
It's Wolf of Wall Street.
He called it Wolf.
It's Wolf of Wall Street. It's Wolf.
It's
Wolf of Wall Street.
What's that Duran Duran song?
Hungry Like a Wolf?
Yeah.
You guys have not seen Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf. Are you saying Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf. W-O-O-F of W-A-W Street.
Agree to disagree, right?
No.
That's the wrong.
Wolf of Wall Street.
I really love when the person who's wrong is like, agree to disagree. Like when they know they're wrong. Well, we agree to disagree.
No, I don't agree. I need to win this argument.
Well, crazy man Bruce Patterson doesn't bother, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Patterson, 34, has held the unofficial world record of 6 anally inserted cream eggs since 2010. And as they say here on this next sentence, somebody call the Guinness Book of World Records because it's been broken.
Wait, how would you like to verify that?
His anus has been broken or the record's
been broken? The yolk has been broken?
Hey, yolks on
eggs,
him.
You know what? If you're going to stick some Cadbury eggs up your ass, you're going to break a few yolks.
A few cream yolks are going to be broken.
Yeah.
He dances over the children.
Yeah. It's my mission in life to make people realize this is not that dangerous.
Yeah.
He's like Jerry Kimball. He's the Jerry Kimball.
Jerry Kimball of anal eggs.
Yeah.
But on Good Friday, everything changed. He stepped things up, that's Bruce Patterson, breaking his own record by lodging more in his rectal cavity. He must really enjoy it, they write here. I'm going to ask you guys.
How many more?
Let the games continue.
Oh, shit.
Let the games continue.
The record was 6?
The record was 6. He has broken his own record. I'm going to start. Now, Doug, you're the guest. You can decide if you want to go first or last.
How big are these? Are they a fist?
They're about like that.
No, they're this.
They're about like a quarter or a half dollar size, two inches by an inch and a half circumference.
They're like a golf ball.
And there's maybe a prize
two by two. Like an oblong golf ball.
Okay.
Is it closest without going over?
It's closest, period.
Period.
You can be over, you can be under.
Shit.
You are the guest. You can decide if you want to go first or last.
I'm going to go first.
Okay, here you go.
He went for 10 eggs.
10 eggs. You could just see him
Doug
be like...
Doug took that so seriously.
He went for 10.
This is why Doug's movie is so great, because the games, we end up like... when you play it, it gets real. Yes.
Shit, it gets real.
It is so real. Well, that's what you also said about the show, is that like real stuff is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like you are presiding over real cases. These aren't made up, so there is real...
And do your verdicts hold up in a court of law?
They all agree to it, right, Doug?
Yeah, they have to agree to it ahead of time that... Whatever I say is
the final, right?
That's the decision.
And then you come in 6 months afterwards and check in on each of them. And see
you should do. I can't wait till you do follow up.
I do follow up visits. How are you guys doing? Listen, I was high when I made that decision.
I feel very different.
It didn't ruin your lives.
In the light of day, I see how wrong I was, but how funny it was.
But how are you guys doing?
What is happening?
Before we go to your guys' guesses,
yes.
I like Doug's logic for 10 because you feel like Bruce Patterson really wants double digits. Like
also,
also, he's like, I can't just break the record at 7.
By the way, if you want a double digit, stick 2 fingers in your ass.
Plus, once you're, once you're sticking more in there, I think 3 seems like a reasonable
number.
Don't
they start melting, though, at a certain point?
They probably think they're wrapped. They're all,
They still are going to melt.
Yeah. They're going to melt in the wrapper. Yeah, 98 degrees.
I bet they're unwrapped because then you can break them down.
Yeah.
Your body will, they'll just come out. 98 like, don't melt, degrees. Come out.
Your inside your body should be around
the band
100
98 degrees.
All right, I'm gonna.
Nick Lachey's just up there singing.
I'm gonna say 12. I'm not trying to cut off what Doug had.
You're trying to say he doubled it.
I think doubling it was a goal of his. Okay. I think he had 8 stuck in there.
8.
Yeah, because he said 7's. Look, what if we learn anything from Dick Van Patten? It's that 8 is enough. Thank you, Doug. I was gonna say that
Doug is not.
Bruce Patterson stepped things up by lodging 9 Cadbury eggs.
Whoa!
Split the diff.
There's a tie between you
two. Split the diff.
Wow.
1.5.
What a fun game.
The proud singleton beamed last night. This is Bruce Patterson's quote. I'm having some difficulty sitting down, and I'll be shitting fondant for a week, but I know the record is secure for years to come.
Didn't Winston Churchill say that famously?
I think it is a quote. He then went on to say, I'm known as Chorley's. I think that's his hometown. Uh-huh. I'm known as Chorley's Eggs Up the Ass Man, and you can't buy an accolade like that.
So what you're saying is
no
Chorley's...
money.
Get people to call you that.
And by the way, what's ironic is no amount of money can get people to stop calling you that either.
Chorley's. I want to go to that town and yell this at him all the time.
So what you're saying is Chorley's isn't that creative with their nicknaming.
Oh, no, man. Chorley's Eggs Up the Ass Man.
There's that Eggs Up the Ass Man. There he is.
From where?
From Chorley's.
Oh.
That's the Chorley's Eggs Up the Ass Man, not to be confused.
Those are our stories.
Got an E and a U. And a T. And A on his chest.
I mean, what does he do next year? That's my question. I feel like he's going to have to stuff a whole chocolate cake up there.
Chocolate Twizzlers?
Oh, or he'll just go for more eggs.
He also
At what point do you damage your, like, what is the next 3 shits of his look like?
He's got the best smelling bathroom in town.
It's so sweet.
You know what? His bathroom smells like Easter.
Right.
Just a little bit like Easter. And like Easter, he's going to have to rise from the dead 3 days later. It takes him 3 days to actually rise to get through it.
He says he can't sit down.
For 3
Final
days.
Score, 1.5 Randy, half Doug.
Zero me, I know. Yeah. That's all right. All I can live with it.
I didn't know we were keeping track of points.
Well, we're really not. I've never done that before. It just because of the split. I did. I went for it today. It's Dumb People Town. There are no rules.
There are no rules.
There
in
ain't be rules. There ain't be no rules in here.
No.
All right. Before we get out of here, we got a voicemail.
Listen, we just talked about eggs being jammed up someone's ass. Uh-huh. We talked about snakes, unleashed snakes in South Dakota in parks, and 2 guys having sex at the top of the Capitol.
In Wisconsin. Or in Tallahassee.
In Tallahassee. Yeah. And not getting busted for it.
Right.
What is more American than all of that?
No, that is the most American.
I mean, if you try and get more American, I don't know what. And so we actually got a voicemail from the great Ira Glass.
Who purports to report on this American life.
But I think we might have peeled back a layer that he hasn't seen. Anyway, take a listen.
Hey, everybody. It's Ira. On today's Dumb People Town, we talked about what are you into? What are your things? What do you like to do? Maybe it's a little bit different. Maybe it's something specific to you. Are you into snakes? Maybe you're into having sex in weird places. It could be you like to stick things up your ass. I will like to say that on today's episode, we have a edited version. If you do not like to hear dirty words, you can find that over on our dumbpeopletown.com website. But that's what we're going to talk about today. Who are you into? Where are you doing it? And where do you put it? From WFERAL Farrell and This American Life, it's Dumb People Town. I'm Ira Glass. Thanks for staying with us.
That's what a weird message to leave for somebody
at the end of a show.
Just wrapping up a show,
but almost with an intro type,
like we were heading into the show.
I know. Yeah. Well, maybe that's the only way he can do it.
That's how he communicates.
Really interesting.
I wonder if he does that with all of his voicemail messages. He leaves a voicemail message like, "Here's what we're going to talk about today
in our voicemail today."
All
Are we going to dinner?
I love it. I love it. Well, there you go. That's a show.
It's a show.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys in Kansas City.
Thanks for coming to Dumb People Town.
Thanks for coming to Doug People Town. Doug Benson, great to have
Doug
you, sir.
Doug People Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we call this.
For this
see
episode.
How we did it. Doug People Town. And we'll talk to you guys next week when we will have our live episode from
all the way from the Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
Check it out. Enjoy it. Dumb, 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 dumb.